Those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet. FancyPantsGangsters.com. Hello everyone and welcome to yet another gaming show, the Video Gaming Netcast, brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at FancyPantsGangsters.com. And I was actually talking to someone this week and they were complaining how we haven't had a full crew in several weeks. But we've remedied that this week and more.
And then some.
And then some. We do have Mike Dineen.
Hello everyone.
We have Ashley Hay live and in person.
Oh, hello.
I was going to, you know, hit you to prove that you're here, but I'm
Please
it's,
don't.
It's radio, not video.
Yes, so. And that strange voice is Ian.
I am back.
Back after several weeks in the Northwoods.
I was actually on the Northeast in Boston.
That's sort of the Northwoods,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, kind of, but different.
They have woods, right?
Some, yeah.
I don't know. There's our geography skills getting back into it again. But this week we have a very special guest. And I will let Mike, as the resident sports guy here, introduce him, because
yes.
I'm worthless. I'd call him like a right fielder or something. I don't know what I'd call him.
No. He is number four for the Vikings, also the punter, tripping Icarus bassist as well, correct?
Yes, that
okay.
is correct.
Yep, so we got Chris Cluey here on the line calling us from... You're still at Winter Park right now, right?
No, I'm at my house.
Okay.
Oh, awesome.
Well, there you go.
Excellent. From Cluey Manor.
Yeah, there you go.
Yes. The Batcave.
Yes.
The Batcave, indeed.
So, Chris, if I may call you Chris.
Of course.
What is your background as a gamer? Like, show off the gamer cred a little bit here.
I'm actually playing League of Legends right now. It's just versus bots, though, so I'm not too worried about losing.
Very nice.
So, like, what are you into? Are you into are you more PC than console? I mean, you said you're playing League of Legends. Are you into more shooters? I saw on your Twitter feed, which is at chriswarcraft.com, so I'm thinking you're a bit of a Warcraft fan. But are you more PC or console? You were talking about shooters earlier. Like, what are you into?
I play every game except for sports games. I'm terrible at sports games.
You can play those in real life.
Ironic.
All right. Well, that just takes away like four of our Madden questions for later in the show. So,
I got a couple Madden stories, I guess. My friends usually like to play Madden and put me in a quarterback so they can try and get me injured.
Nice. Excellent. So, yeah, you're just going to be hanging out with us this week and just throwing in your insight into some of these stories. And it actually was surprisingly a kind of a big week. We're kind of in the...
Yeah.
Okay,
remember
okay.
where you were?
Yep. So it actually turned out to be kind of a big week this week for news. Like I said, we're in the very midst of convention season. And now the big one going on, even as we speak, is GamesCon in Germany, I think in Berlin. Is that the only city in Germany?
That in Munich.
Munich, yeah.
Oh, Frankfurt.
One of them.
There's my geography skills for the night. Thank you very much.
Yes, very good.
Wherever we allow them to be nowadays, right?
And I was thinking about this, like, looking at the news stories we've got here, it seemed like E3 was, like, the least heavy for big announcements.
Except for the Wii U.
But, yeah, that
and
was
the,
it. Yeah,
the Vita.
Vita.
But we knew about Vegemite. We knew about the Vita.
Yeah, we did prior.
Well, we just didn't know all
we said we didn't have the stupid name yet.
We didn't have the name and all the other weird trinkets about it, like its weird creepy touch thing in the back.
The back touch?
Mm-hmm.
Which sounds like
it's just inappropriate.
A sex move of some sort.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, whatever. We got... do you want to start with Sony? Is that
yeah, well, I mean,
okay, let's do that.
Let's always start with
and
Sony.
And Chris, feel free to jump in at any time here. We'll babble on without you for months. So just
okay,
interrupt
cool,
us
no
whenever you want.
Well, kind of going on your E3 analogy, leading off one of the Gamescom announcements for Sony was a new PSP, which is a little confusing because it's Wi-Fi-less. It's 100 euros, which is about 30 euros less than their entry-level model, but it doesn't have Wi-Fi, so you can't do any of the multiplayer gaming. It's just a PSP.
Wait, this is what Sony is coming out with?
Yeah, brand new PSP.
Why?
Well, it's clearly, it was a challenge to see, can we make something worse than the PSP Go?
Have you seen the commercials for their new game, or phone? Why don't they just stick with
Xperia?
The phone?
Yeah. Yeah.
It looks like a little PSP, but it folds.
Yeah. So my one concern, though, is when do we get the Vita? Or when is Europe getting the Vita? You know, like, we've been starting to hear, what, spring?
It sounds right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which makes me concerned. I've been really hot for this item.
You don't get the Vita.
I know. Me and Mike, we've been holding hands and, like, running through daisies waiting for this. I know. But more exciting news, PS3 drop, price drop. $50, $250 for the 160-gig unit. $300 for the 250-gig unit. Plus, some retailers will have an Infamous 2 version where you get Infamous 2 bundled in the 320-gig package.
That's a pretty good deal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So this is following a price drop not too long ago. The Wii just dropped in price, didn't it? Or am I just high?
You might be high. The Wii, I've not tracked that price for a long time because the Wii is something I haven't cared about.
I thought the Xbox...
I think it was the 3DS.
The 3DS. Yes. I knew. Yeah. I knew it was Nintendo something.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank God someone's paying attention.
Now, are you a big mobile gamer guy? Mobile gamer guy.
Name's Chris.
No, I knew his name. I was a mobile gamer guy.
I worked too.
Shut up.
Actually, I used to play DS a lot. There was a very thriving Mario Kart circuit on the team planes when we had away games.
Who was the victor?
But, I've kind of gotten away from the mobile gaming a little bit, kind of because there's not really a lot of great mobile games out right now.
True.
Yeah, there's that. Do you have any interest in that in the PS Vita, like me and Ian here?
No.
None.
No, it looks terrible.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, it's great that Sony is, they have these great graphics and everything, but really all everyone wants is just for them to re-release Final Fantasy VII in a playable format.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Everyone will be
happy. I'll be happy.
I'll be happy. I'll finally
Ian and I will hold hands and play Final Fantasy VII.
And run through the daisies, yes.
Yep.
I might even take the time to play Final Fantasy VII again.
You can watch.
Because that is the last JRPG that I've played. Well, no, I take it back, 10. Final Fantasy X is the last JRPG I played that I finished.
You should try Lost Odyssey then. Lost Odyssey is actually really good.
That was good. I do remember that one. That was I think I got to. I'm trying to remember if it was Lost Odyssey or Infinite Undiscovery, where one of the main guys was a priest with a ponytail. Was that?
Probably Infinite Undiscovery because I. Don't think that was Lost Odyssey. I got like maybe 20 minutes into Infinite Undiscovery, and I was
okay.
Just blows.
After a while, they all just kind of blend together, especially with stupid names like Infinite Undiscovery.
I don't think it was either of those. I think you're thinking of a different game.
Thinking of like Firefly.
I could be making up games just in my head.
You're just making up a player.
Ultimate Convergency, I think, is the game.
Ultimate Convergency. We're now making that game. I've decided. Doesn't have to do anything. Just that's the name.
Put it in the vault.
That's definitely like the PS1 era of RPGs. Though, like Wild Arms, Final Fantasy VII.
I would kill for a good Wild Arms. New Wild
Arms.
Chrono
Trigger. Gears, Chrono Trigger. Like they all start blending together at some point until you play them again.
Yeah, and they're all great games. I mean, it's a shame that they don't make them like that anymore.
Damn you, Mass Effect.
Yeah, Mass Effect and Fallout had to come and ruin that whole.
the Western RPGs have taken over.
They have.
I wonder if that's something we've talked about several times on the show, about the Western versus Japanese. And I wonder if, obviously there's the nostalgia bit, and there's the, the people that just will eat up anything Japanese. But I wonder if we like those games simply because, like, if there was a Super Nintendo equivalent to a Mass Effect, where it was a good Western-made RPG that wasn't exactly the same as Japanese, but just different, I wonder if we would have as fond memories of all those Japanese games. Because some of those games, I've replayed some of those, and some of them aren't that good.
You bite your tongue.
Yeah, there's a couple of them that don't age well. Like, it definitely the childhood nostalgic factor isn't played there. But I think a lot of it also has to do with the Western RPGs. They do a lot better job of hiding the grinding you have to do, so it's not quite as tedious.
Yeah. Final Fantasy VII, I think I put in 25 hours just in grinding. Golden Chocobo.
Especially if you wanted Knights of the Round or any of the...
Right.
God. You had to get Knights of the Round or else beating Sephiroth was a really long process.
I just decided not to get Knights of the Round and then not beat Sephiroth and say I did. So that was a lot easier for me.
Is that kind of like me with Max Payne?
You just declared you're done.
I just YouTube the ending. Done.
That's what I did with Blue Dragon. I'm done.
I'm done. I win. Fine.
So you just mentioned Blue Dragon. Am I the only one that thinks that mascot thing they had in the game was the most annoying thing ever?
No. That was. It's like, quite annoying. I played that because it had been so long since I played an RPG, let alone a JRPG, and I got it for Christmas. I was like, all right, I'm going to do it. I'm going to play one, and I'm going to put in the hour. Then after 30 hours, I was like, I can't, no more. My eyes are bleeding.
That was exactly the problem I had. I mean, I borrowed it from a friend, and I got in, and I wanted to strangle it through my television screen.
Yep.
I was like, why would you put this character in the game?
Yep. Exactly.
I wonder if, because they made a big deal when that game came out about the fact that Akira Toriyama, the guy who did Dragon Ball, and like, you know, all of, you know, one of the most recognizable Japanese artists around, that he did all the characters. And I wonder how much of it was, here, Akira, just draw some stuff and we'll build a game around it. And he drew this like really annoying little bat creature and like, we have to do something with this.
And he's going to be really strong. So you kind of have to have him in your party and you're like, God damn it.
Yeah. It's in the cutscenes. Like every time it talks, I was no, stop talking.
So, okay. Here's a good question. I like to ask RPGers. With Japanese games, do you do the original Japanese with the subtitles or do you switch to the English if you have the option?
I usually do English just because the voice quality has gotten a lot better than it used to be. I mean, like animes and stuff, I'll watch generally in Japanese and then have the English subtitles on.
Mm-hmm.
But the games usually have a pretty significant budget that they can spend on their voice work.
Yeah, that's pretty much exactly me. I'll watch anime in Japanese, and then I'd just rather pay attention to the fighting system in the game rather than trying to read more subtitles.
See, maybe that's my problem with like a lot of anime, because I have this unholy hatred of subtitles. Like, I don't know if you ever told you the story
because you don't have good read, Mike.
Well, there's that. I really hate subtitles. Remember this one time, I got a girl I was dating in college.
Pregnant.
Decided to
Preggers.
No,
sorry,
no, even better. Decided to drag me to Passion of the Christ, and I'm like, okay, whatever. And about five minutes in, I lean over to her. I'm like, you've got to be fucking kidding me. This whole thing in subtitles. When do they start speaking English?
Yeah, when Jesus goes to America. Passion the Two, the Mormon edition.
Yeah. I'm like, it's bad enough I have to watch this. I'm like, oh my God.
Oh, I got. I'm shutting this tangent down right after this.
You're done.
I'm running the show. Damn it. Try working a video store when The Passion came out on DVD. We had so many people return. It's like, this DVD's broken. Like, no, the movie's broken.
It's a bad movie.
This is in the wrong region.
That's right. It's like my DVD player. I actually had one woman say my DVD player doesn't support Aramaic. I'm like, it's like, how can you be that dumb and still know what Aramaic is?
Did you ask her to rewind the DVD when she was done?
We had a whole collection of good stories there.
You should make a book of just
DVD
your video
player was
stories.
Like 32 bit, not 64.
One of these days, I think here, you know, Mike, you've talked about doing the wedding DJ blog.
Oh God, yeah.
I've thought about collecting the old video game stories, but. Anyway, back to
what were we talking about?
Vita. We were sort of talking about Vita.
Yeah, we were.
And that led to Japanese RPGs.
Totally.
Yeah. So it wasn't the worst segue we've ever done.
Yeah,
so.
No. Because Final Fantasy VII will come out for the Vita at some point in history, or else there will be a
riot. Just like it will come out for PS2, and will come out for PS3, and will come out for...
Yeah, exactly.
You know what, though? I mean...
Don't take this away from me.
at this point, you know, Sony, they just like... I think that's just the stop they've got to pull out. They're just like... Fuck it. We've got to do this to get ahead of everybody else.
I'm convinced there's a pool. Like, how long can we string along these people? You know, and, you know...
Once a month, someone goes in the forum.
Waiting for the singularity.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Kaz Hirai has got 17 years on the pool. And until he gets that... Until he's out for that money, we ain't seeing Final Fantasy VII.
Really, I think everybody would have forgiven the Hackergate in, like, a heartbeat if Sony would have just been like, fuck it. here's Final Fantasy VII, enjoy.
I would have been okay with that.
You didn't need to give me free games, free crappy games or games
take
I already
my
have.
Credit score, just give me Final Fantasy.
Give it. All right, more. We're good.
Nice.
I will pay $60.
Let's write Sony. Let's write him a letter.
Yes.
Dear Mr. Sony.
That worked well for those Wii fans to get, was it Xenoblade
or Xenoblade over, something
yeah.
or other.
Yeah.
Can it be like a Henry Rollins, like, dear letter?
Yeah, let's send an audio letter and have Henry Rollins read it.
That's what each of these shows are. It's an audio letter to Henry Rollins. I don't know where the hell we were going with this. Vita,
know.
We have more Vita stuff.
We do. So a couple other announcements with Vita is the fact that the RAM will not be downgraded. So
yay,
it's not going to entirely suck as far as its operating goes. And also, all of the PlayStation Vita games will be downloadable as well as, you know, a regular hard copy.
So it's like the PSP Go dream.
Apparently they haven't let that
whole
thing
go. Well, it's half and half, because they will be releasing select titles, in quotes, on essentially memory sticks.
Right.
So that you can download them into your PSP or PS Vita or whatever the hell it is. But I don't know. I'm fine with this as long as they do what Steam does, where once you have been logged as owning this game, you can always re-download it.
Yeah. That's important.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because hard drives run out a lot quicker than you think they do.
And
exactly.
Fail.
Or if you have, like mine, you have a giant pit bull that decides to ruin your hard drives randomly. Yeah.
It's because she loves you.
Yeah. Yeah. It's sort like, of love.
She wants you to play with her, so she will take anything out that might distract you.
Like, seriously, a whole terabyte of music gone.
you've survived.
Barely.
Yeah.
It's true. That's a good point.
Sometimes she just needs to go home and listen to Black Flag. Now he can't.
I can't. Now I have to actually listen to it on vinyl.
Cancel. Oh darn!
Oh darn!
Yeah, wait till your dog figures out that you can chew on vinyl too. That's never good.
Oh, I think
drywall's the best.
Oh.
I think Laurel might crucify our dog if she started chewing on the vinyl.
Probably.
Nice.
Are we done talking about Vita?
We are.
I believe so.
Are you sure?
We are done. You sound bitter.
Also, do you know you can...
I think that pretty much sums up the Vita right there.
Well, it's kind of like, to me, it's like, I'm excited for it, but at the same time, I think I might just be excited for it because of the Uncharted game. And my worry is I'm going to play it and be like, hey, now what? Wait, you mean I just spent $250 just... to play that game.
What's everyone do with the Xbox One to play Halo? So kind of works out.
Well, yeah, but at least the Xbox then made other games that, you know, came out. It's kind of like the whole reason I owned a Wii was to play two games.
Wii Sports?
No. Mad World and
No
House
More Heroes?
Of the Dead.
Oh.
I didn't even finish No More Heroes. It didn't keep my interest. I got to
the
fourth boss
off.
And I was like, no, I think I'm done. And I must be the only person who liked that game who felt that way.
Which one? No More Heroes?
Yeah, No More Heroes. Like, I enjoyed it, but it kind of had that whole Grand Theft Auto thing for me, where after a while, it's like, I get it, I see where you're going with it, and I'm no longer interested.
Once I realized there was a lawn mowing minigame, I'm like, yeah, I don't know if I want to endorse this. Sorry.
You have to do that in real life.
I do!
Yeah, and that sucks. Yeah.
Wait, so you're saying Brett would be interested in this game?
Only if you get to wear a pair of Wranglers.
Yeah. Do you have to send other characters anywhere to go get said lawnmower or lawnmower person?
Accessories?
Then? Yeah.
Are we Hank Hill now? Is that
no, this just became Harvest
that's
Moon.
That's propane.
I think.
Propane is
that's
Hank
Harvest
Hill.
Moon. Yeah, that's pretty much what it's Harvest.
It just became Harvest Moon.
I'm so confused.
It's okay.
Yeah.
I heard
back
Brett.
To the Vita. Okay.
No more Vita. Quick,
so
back to the Vita.
Let's talk about how back touching can affect your lawnmower.
Well, if you back touch, you cut your fingers off.
Oh yeah, there you go.
And by the way, like, you know, to bring up a thing from E3 again, did anyone else who watched the presser for the Vita, especially when they were talking about ModNation Racers, feel a strong sexual overtone to when he's touching the back pad and the mountains are growing?
You're diddling the control or the thing
in
the
back,
the game
also
thing.
The mountains are just growing, and I'm just
so
like,
so we need Catherine then.
Catherine on the PSP would be the first AO game ever released by Sony.
Yeah,
hot
or the PS Vita or whatever. I'm so
confused. Imagine if you're like traveling on a bus, you know, fondling your remote
to Catherine.
Imagine. Wait, so the Wii.
Speaking of fondling and waving shit around. How would Brett feel about the Wii?
Oh, God. Hey, wait, random, what number were you when Brett Favre had to be four?
He was five.
I was number five originally.
You were five?
Like, that's okay. The number I've always been. And then once Donovan came, I was like, oh, I'll take Brett's number. That'll be funny.
Did you ever get your ice cream cone?
No, I still haven't got the ice cream cone.
That's some bullshit.
Before the end of the season.
One other thing I wanted to explain, does Donovan have to mention tripping Icarus five times every presser or just five times throughout the year?
Just five times throughout the year.
Okay, and I think he did like six times in his first phone conference with...
Yeah, I think he missed the whole non-consecutive part of the...
These superstars always trying to weasel the contract.
Yeah. Superstars. Fancy.
Fancy.
So
the Wii.
Yep, that's a thing.
Let's focus here.
Yep.
It's a system that's kind of relevant. A
little bit. And this isn't
especially if you're in a nursing home.
This isn't so great a news for us, but the Wii, I guess, is throwing the UK a bone, kind of. And we've got UK listeners.
We do.
So this is a relevant story. So I guess this Christmas, Nintendo is redesigning the Wii, and it will be available to the UK. There's really no word on the US release, but it's going to be slimmer.
They've actually said it will not be coming out for the US.
Well, fuck them then. Why am I even reading
this? No. They say that now. And...
Well.
Okay, well.
They also said the 3DS was $250. Yeah.
They also said the 3DS was going to be amazing.
Okay, fine. I was wrong. Fine.
All right, so this new Wii sits flat.
Okay.
So does mine.
The other one was supposed to be vertically. You're not supposed to put it flat. This one,
really?
You can
put
flat.
Really? Because that's how I did mine.
Yeah. It's smaller and it lays flat, but it cannot play GameCube games.
So how is that throwing the UK a bone?
Well, it comes with a big pack. It comes with a Wii Remote Plus, a nunchuck, and a copy of Wii Sports and Wii Pate.
Now, and the same shitty graphics you've always loved.
Yep. Exactly. What you can expect from the Wii.
I don't understand people who are like, the Wii is my primary Netflix watching device.
You know what the sad thing is? Since we moved the Wii upstairs, that is what it is.
It's my Netflix. You are fired.
Yeah, you...
We don't have cable upstairs.
Okay, but you have devices.
Get like a 360 or something.
Yeah, you have devices in the basement here that you can easily move upstairs that have this thing called 1080.
No.
P, not 480.
Let me clarify what I was saying. That's pretty much what we use it for upstairs is Netflix. It is not my primary Netflix avenue, but it is what we use it for upstairs. So.
Do you use it for gaming?
No, I actually got rid of all my games, all the Wii games.
I think, yeah, we only got like four or five
I
left.
Sold my Wii to some like suburban house mom.
That's a good idea. $200. I should do that.
Yeah. Now, this change here, I mean, they're kind of doing the same thing Sony did after about a year, where they're like, you know, we figure everyone that's going to want backwards compatibility got it already. So it's, you know, now we're just...
What if Grandma wants to play Crazy Taxi?
Donkey Konga.
Exactly.
Donkey Kong.
To me, the bigger part is not the compatibility with the GameCube games, but the GameCube controllers. I know a lot of people that play things like Smash Brothers, like the Wii version.
That's the only way I'll play Mario Kart.
I know. There's a lot of people that play Wii games with GameCube controllers, and that's the only way they'll play it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And I think that's the real kind of kick in the teeth with this.
You can use the classic controller, though, right?
But it's not
you
a GameCube controller.
I still like it.
No, you see, what'll happen is now, right around Christmas, they'll release a GameCube style controller for the Wii, which frankly they should have done forever ago.
True.
But
like, yeah, the Wavebird.
Like too. A Wavebird. Yeah, call it a Weavebird.
I like it.
They would. They would too. And a bird with three eyes.
Yep.
Yeah.
I like it.
Can we also agree that the Wii U is like the single-handedly dumbest name?
It's a terrible
name. No, cuz then you're going to be like Wii U. Little kids. I don't know.
You're the only person who's excited.
Or maybe me.
That should just be the catch-all. That should just be the catch-all response to anything. Little kids. I don't know.
By Nintendo. That's all their slogan should be. Little kids. I don't know. Or just, when you go like Wii U, Wii U, sounds like
cops. I think their thing should just be like, "Fuck you, we're Nintendo."
Well, they're getting kind of. They're definitely eating the humble pie.
Oh, yeah.
Now
they're getting close to Sega territory.
Yeah, they are. And I think they know it, and I think that freaks them out. So we'll see. Like I said, we'll see how this Christmas goes. It'll be very entertaining to see.
Especially with a lot of people predicting that it's like, oh my god, this might be the best November ever in video gaming.
It could be, but maybe not for Nintendo.
Which is also funny because people are freaking out that July's video game sales have been the worst in 5 years.
It's
because
it was beautiful
outside.
There's
no games.
Yeah, there was no games. Yeah. NCAA Football 12 was the best-selling game in July.
And that was, that was horrible.
That is horrible, yeah. I plan on getting rid of it, soon.
Wow.
Excuse me.
I'm only playing it for the rosters for Madden.
Of course you are.
Moving away from consoles.
Are you sure you don't want to talk about Vita or the Wii anymore?
Keep it up and I will.
Okay. Maybe later.
There's a game coming out from id Software called Rage. A lot of people are really excited about it. It's been getting a lot of good buzz in the various conventions that's come out. And they're doing something interesting. And once again, the story is not so much about what they're doing, but people's reaction to it that I find entertaining. So what Rage is doing, they're doing a variation of the online pass. You know, they want a way to, you know, keep the game, they want to keep most of the sales to new games and not used games. But as opposed to doing something that a lot of companies do where they're keeping online or something, they're making it so that you have to have a code to get these basic features, which the used gamers won't get. They are actually having sections of content that will only be unlocked if you bought the game. It'll be the same thing with the code, but none of the functionality is gone. It's just, they're calling them hatches. There are these areas in the world that you can open up and do stuff in that if you don't have this code, or you didn't enter the code in when you started, you'll still see the hatches, but you can't open them. They're just like scenery at that point.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a tease.
And it's nothing that affects the story either.
Yeah, they're saying it won't diminish the gameplay. It won't do anything like that. And you'll still be able to do all the online stuff and all of the other features. It's just you'll have sections of the content that you won't be able to access. And a lot of people are like, good for id. Like, you know, we understand you got to do this. I know Jim Sterling's article is basically that, you know, I wish more companies would do something like this.
Which shocked me, by the way. That was his reaction.
That was what was surprising to me. It's like, I think it's the same thing. You're still taking stuff away from people that buy it used.
This sounds like it's almost more like free DLC. Like they're just baking in some level. Because from what I understood from the article is that you could play through the game and completely miss the hatches. If you're like linear gameplay, kind of like I am, and you just go through beginning to end, experience the game, and don't care about the side missions, that's what I kind of gathered, is that it's some extra stuff. It's those side missions, those extra things you can go do if you want to. Which I think the cool thing is it doesn't take away from the core gameplay. It enhances it.
And it just feels to me like it's enticing you to buy it new rather than punishing you for buying it used.
Yep.
You know, it's positive reinforcement.
Yeah, I'm actually a fan of that way of going about it because, you know, like you said, it doesn't take away from the core gameplay. And you know, companies, they do need to do something about used game sales because they don't get any money from it. And while, yeah, it might be nice to get a game for, you know, $10 cheaper or whatever, if enough people do that, then companies can't make the games anymore. So I'm for it. I think it's a good change.
Now, you have a particular kind of, not interpretation, a viewpoint on this because, as we mentioned a little bit earlier, you're in a band.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the whole concept of not just piracy, but just used music sales have been around for the same, you know, a lot of the same thing. Has that affected kind of your opinion of used games and kind of that, like that whole situation?
English.
You're a musician. Does it do things?
No, it's actually, you know what, I think it's more a matter of like maturing as a person, because, you know, when I was in college, you know, I used Napster. I downloaded music because I was like, hey, it's free music. I don't want to pay for it because I don't have a lot of money right now. But as I've grown older, you know, I have disposable income, and I realize, hey, these people, they've put in time to make this stuff. You know, they need to be paid for their efforts, or they're not going to be able to make it anymore. And, you know, for our band personally, you know, I'm just happy if people listen to it, because now we just want to get our name out there. But, I mean, that's one of those things where, you know, you'd love to think that if someone downloads it for free and likes it, that, you know, they'd have the moral wherewithal to actually go back and, you know, purchase it, so that way they're supporting, you know, someone that made something that they liked.
I think you hit on a key thing there, which is the maturing. You know, we've all gone through that phase where you're in college, and like you said, you're on Napster, you're on whatever service is popular at the time. But
I didn't,
you know,
do that, actually.
Well, you were in college like 2 years ago, so Napster was done.
Yeah,
I'm not 12.
Napster was gone.
Yeah, BitTorrent, whatever the kids are using these days, Usenet. I don't know. Yeah. But like, I think there's something about when you get to that level where it's like, yeah, you know, like I really like this band or I really like this developer. I'm gonna give them my money. I'm gonna make the choice to actually give them my money, and it's a pretty empowering feeling.
Yeah.
And
actually, that's one of the things I really like about League of Legends model, what Riot's doing, is that, you know, it's a free-to-play game, and you don't really miss anything by not paying for the game. But, you know, I tried out the game, and I didn't need to buy any Riot points for the game, but I went and bought, you know, $35 worth of Riot points because I was entertained with the game, thought it was a good game, and that way, you know, it allowed me to support them and, you know, say, hey, you guys are doing a good job, keep it up.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I've always kind of thought that, but I usually don't buy games used, and I guess I've never really bought music used either, but I know a lot of friends who do, and I kind of get on them about it, just because I'm like, if you really like the band, you should support them, but then a lot of times they go to like a show or some other way to support them, so that's kind of a wash. But video game stuff, you're just buying really the video game, unless you buy shirts or something, but that doesn't necessarily help the developers who made it. Or that just helps the company as a whole.
That might help the publisher instead of the developer, yeah.
Yeah, so, I don't know, like, as an artist, too, like, you want people to support you instead of just downloading your image online and just printing it out themselves.
Yeah. I think one of the rare times I go for used games is when it's, like, crazy old and it's in, like, a 3-pack for $10 and you can't even find a new copy.
Yeah, or if the new copy is, like, $300.
Yeah. You know, those are, like, the rare instances, but when, a new game comes out, you know, I'll typically buy it new.
Yeah.
To me, used games, I don't even think about it, because 9 times out of 10, regardless of how old it is, unless it's like several generations back, I can get it on Amazon for like $4 to $10.
Yeah.
Like the same I would, and it's brand new.
Yeah.
You know, it's just, you know, sitting in whatever the warehouse that Amazon uses.
And I think that's a big, like, I'm kind of in a mixed bag with that, with what Amazon is doing with that, where it's like, if you sit about a week or two and you get it for $35-$40, that's awesome, but then you have people like me who pre-ordered the game, and it's like, wait a minute.
You usually get perks now when you pre-order games, so there's...
Yeah, I mean, for the most part,
hats.
You do.
Yeah.
Yay hats.
I got one of those squibble, or what was that game called with, like, the guy had, like, the weird chicken hat? You guys
chicken,
are helping.
Chicken hat game?
Scribblenauts.
Scribblenauts, yeah. Okay. I pre-ordered and got the Scribblenauts hat. I don't have the game anymore, but they have the hat.
Or you have me who pre-ordered Gears of War 3 9 months early just to get beta access.
Yes.
You're sick.
Didn't buy Bulletstorm. No, just pre-ordered it 9 months early.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, actually, and that brings up an interesting idea, is that, you know, what if game developers just had a like a time lock feature on, you know, on some forms of content, where when you buy the game new, you know, you can unlock everything. If you buy it used within like the first 6 months, you know, you don't get to access certain non-core features, but then once the 6 months are up, you know, everyone who's bought it new is probably going to buy it at that point. And then
we've made our money, go have fun feature.
yeah, exactly.
That's not a bad idea.
But, you know, at the same time, I can't see anybody company going for it, because they're not going to leave money on the table, and that's all
that
is.
Yeah, I know. It's more wishful thinking.
Right. That is not a bad... I mean, but you know what, though? I've never heard anyone suggest that, and that is kind of an interesting idea.
Mm-hmm. In the future. You better patent that idea.
In the year 2000.
Well, especially all these games now that are kind of in this yearly release cycle. You know, the Modern Warfares, the Maddens, you know, anything like that. That'd be a good way to kind of reinvigorate that market, you know, at the 6 month mark, when you know the next one's coming out in another 6 months. That's another way to kind of push out, you know, like, hey, go buy our game. Remind yourself why our game is awesome and why you need to buy the new one brand new.
That'd be a little harder to do with, like,
Half-Life.
Well, with those games that come out annually, because, like, for instance, Madden, it's football year after year. There's changes made, you know, here and there. Otherwise, you know,
but
some
Modern Warfare or Call of Duty isn't.
But same thing. It's shooting. You know, it's
but you do maps. You do.
But you
I
have
mean,
different guns that go pew.
Well, actually, there's a big thing is, like, if you don't get on Modern Warfare, like the latest Call of Duty game, that first night, You come on 6 months later, everyone is so much better
oh
than
God,
you.
Oh, God, it's
you're
so horrible.
You're not going to have fun.
It's so horrible.
That's kind of like when Team Fortress 2 went free to play. I tried to play it, and I'm like, no.
Yeah.
No, I already suck at Call of Duty, so then when I took a breather before I started playing Call of Duty Black Ops, and everybody was level 50 and, like, just going over again, like, starting over.
Yeah.
And I got maybe 2 kills, and I was really happy with 2 kills.
Yeah.
See, I just handle that, and I do this in League of Legends. I do this anytime I play online for any sort of established game. I just apologize at the beginning of the match.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm sorry.
I pretty much do, too, if I have my headset on. And then they're like, you're a 13-year-old boy. What the fuck are you doing? You're not a girl. Blah, blah. I'm like, really?
You're the only girl playing games online, and you're called
that's
a
what
boy.
They, that's what so many of them think. It's ridiculous. And then I'm like, okay.
Why don't you get a more girly voice, then?
You could use that voice modulator, change it a little bit.
Auto-tune your voice.
Do they have, yeah. do they have a girlifier? I know. In the...
There's a great...
Because I would do that. I would, just because I'm sick. But...
There's a great blog out. I don't remember what it's called. It's like Fat Ugly.
Fat Ugly or Slutty.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's all about just women who post either images or sound bits of guys talking to them or sending them messages after they found out they were women playing like first-person shooters or other games. It's pretty much the most hilarious thing I've ever seen or heard.
In fact, they're going to have a booth at PAX, like a big... They're doing like a big thing at PAX. It's kind
of so will there be one of those for... there should be a website for people who use like racist or sexist terminology in
well, the sexist already
kind
of goes into
like,
that one.
Yeah.
Well, I'm talking like, you know, when you use, you know, like gay slurs against people just because you can.
Oh,
you
know? Yeah. Like, yeah.
Just put them in the bottom of a pit.
I think if we really cataloged the horrible things that people say, it'd probably take down the internet. So
that's true.
It's really probably not for the best. But going back to talking about used games and old games, one game that I really, really wanted to play was a game, I think it was for the original Xbox, called Steel Battalion.
Yes.
And I wanted to play it because it had a controller, a custom controller that was the size of your coffee table. It was...
It had, like, 150-something buttons
on
it or
something? Yeah, it was something ridiculous. It was a mech combat game, which already gets me a little, you know...
Aroused?
Yeah, thank you.
I remember Mech Warrior in the piece.
I was trying to find a nicer way to say aroused, but that works.
Yeah.
But it just...
If I can interject for a second, why have we not got a new Mech Warrior game? What is wrong with people? Like,
I actually had a discussion with the guys that own the MechWarrior license with that not too long ago, and
their response:
it's in legal hell right now. Is really what it is. So
it's gonna be
the company that owned the BattleTech license, they went out of business. The game, like the tabletop game license, went to one company, but the video game license is still held by whoever put out those original games, and they're basically just sitting on it. They want to do nothing with it. There was actually a move last year to put out what would have been MechWarrior 5 for free, and the company just like shot him down. Like the developers were like, the developers are basically doing an end run that's like, okay, our publisher won't let us put this out, so everyone gets it.
Okay.
And then the publisher's like, oh yeah, by the way, we own you, so no.
Stupid. Well, yeah. You'd be able to like kick a publisher in the nuts to do something.
I want to. Well, now, have you played Trenched, Chris?
Yes, I have. It was great. My 3-year-old daughter enjoys playing Trenched.
I could see that. That's actually not that objectionable a game. So I don't. Yeah.
It's like old,
you know,
game.
She's got the little blue, you know, guys coming at her. She like I just have her play on the very first level, and then she'll be like, "Oh no, Big Willy's coming!" The very last one.
That's just precious.
We just have cats.
I
not kids.
You know, being that I do work in the legal field, I think I had to do something about this. I know. I totally.
Yeah, we'll sick you on it.
We'll
yeah.
do that. So when we start Fancy Pants Gangsters Studios, that'll be our first game. It's a new MechWarrior game.
And Gen Con this year, I didn't talk about it, but the MechWarrior pods were back. Where you sit in a seat with levers and stuff, and you've got screens all around you, and you're playing,
you know,
8-on-8.
If I could be in a real Mech Warrior, I think at that moment I could die happy.
I think a lot of people,
yeah,
would be very happy with that death.
What, yeah. me dying?
Yes. Yes,
I think that came out wrong.
One of the whole Mech Warrior building things in Southern California when I was growing up. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Like, I'd go there and waste way too much money, but it was amazing.
California has lots of cool things.
Stupid California.
You guys remember Robot Wars?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I had a buddy of mine that did that, actually.
Nice.
He was an engineering student, shock. And, yeah. He did okay with it.
Have you seen the preview for that new robot fighting movie?
Oh, the Real Steel?
Isn't that like...
It just looks like Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
That's what it's based on.
Yeah, it's Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Somebody told
Beyond
me it's not.
The, or what was the arm wrestling movie? That
Over
so
the
much,
Top.
Over the Top. Yeah, it's basically that plus Rock'em Sock'em Robots.
Oh, I really hate the fact that like Hasbro and Mattel have just like hoard out.
Battleship
out.
Is going to be awesome.
Yeah. No.
Day one. I will go.
No.
That's a midnight showing for me.
So bad.
I want Sorry to be made into a movie.
Have you seen the Battleship trailer?
No.
The alien ship.
There's an alien ship?
There's an alien ship shooting at the battleships, and its bullets are the pegs. Honest to God. Honest to God.
It's one of the worst things you'll ever see.
The second and
afterwards I will watch Giant Octopus versus
and the modern day
exactly. It sounds like it should be a sci-fi movie. Like
yeah. The modern day Michael Caine, Liam Neeson is the general in it. So it's like awesome.
Oh,
like
God.
I honestly got midnight I will go see that midnight. It's like,
you
that's
will be
awesome.
The only one
I will
there.
Go with
I
you.
I don't care.
I will go with you only if I have a flask full of Rumplemints.
That may be.
I'll go if you pay.
No.
Damn it.
Sorry. Anyway, Steel Battalion. There's going to be a 360 one?
Yes.
And are we going to have a $700 controller?
No, it will require the Kinect.
There'll be a virtual $700 controller.
Yeah.
It's a $150 controller.
Only if, like, you know, I can go totally like Tony Stark, like, with it.
Well,
then
you
that
can,
might
like,
be
high-five your, like, comrades.
You can do that in Portal, too. It's really not that cool anymore.
No, I think what it is you're going to
You can also teabag your opponents in Halo.
It's not real teabagging if you're in armor.
With the Kinect, though. I don't know if I'd want
to. That'd be a good workup.
Would they need a separate sensor, like, on the ground facing...
They
no,
see, like,
mind.
Some bodyweight squats just sitting there, okay. You know, teabagging. No, it sounds like what you're going to do is you're going to use the controller to basically control your mech movement. But when you want to bring down the scope and for some aiming functions, you'll use upper body gestures. So you can sit on your couch, controller, and also interface with your hands.
I have learned from firsthand experience that sitting on the couch does not work well with a Kinect, despite what Microsoft wants to say.
I'm a white man who often wears gray shirts who has a white couch. I just become washed out.
Yeah.
You just can't see
it.
I think the Predator's in the room. That's just what the Kinect says. It's like, I don't know.
It's certain the Predator clock just shows up in the corner. Yeah. Just
I'm kind of excited for the idea of using a controller and a Kinect at the same time, using that Kinect experience to kind of expand your gameplay. The only thing that kind of turns me off is it's required.
Yeah,
both the controller and the Kinect are required.
Well, there's a couple of games that you can, it works better with Kinect. I know Child of Eden is like that, but frankly, that is the one game that I'm like, who the fuck plays this with a controller? Like, and I apologize, Chris, if you happen to happen too, but I have met one person and I'm like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
I don't even have a Kinect. My friend has one that I played like Dance Central and I was like, yeah, I'm probably not gonna get this.
Yeah, the only reason I have one is I got it as a Christmas present. I asked for it just to see if I would get it, and Lord and behold, of course.
Are you good at Dance Central, Chris? Not you, Mike. I know your
kind
skills.
Kind of. I was busting out some old DDR moves. So,
nice.
You know,
nice.
Back to my roots.
Yeah, I was crazy with Dance Dance Revolution.
Well, I mean, we're going to have our grudge match at the Extra Life.
I've beaten you two out of three times
now.
Yeah,
but...
And the first time, it was my first time playing, and I was medium,
you were
easy.
This is
going to
be the ultimate championship.
Are we going to videotape it this time?
For Extra Life, I think we're going to do something for it, so...
I'll do it in high def.
Sweet.
Mm-hmm. I got to say, Chris, this gamer character that you're playing... Because I know you're not really a gamer, but this character, it's very well researched. You're bringing up MechWarrior, you're bringing up DDR, you're bringing up League of Legends, you know.
I went on Wikipedia and looked up, you know, all the popular gamer tropes.
Yeah.
I have a little notepad right at my disposal.
I give your research team credit, so.
Yeah.
So I've got
it's a crack.
Yes.
So I've got a quick question. At what point, like, I guess, move us through how one decides that they are going to be an NFL punter. Or they're going to be a football punter.
Okay. So basically, I grew up playing soccer and baseball and had no interest in playing football. Parents forced me to play soccer, maybe, because I would have rather played video games, but outdoor activities as well. And so once I got to high school, in California, soccer is winter sport, so I needed a fall sport because I didn't want to do normal PE. And then football was pretty much the only option. And I was like, well, you know, I can kick a soccer ball pretty far. I should, you know, see if I can kick a football. and it turned out I could kick a football pretty far. So decided to go to some football camps, you know, and learn how to kick properly, because the way I look at it is, if you can get paid for kicking a football and you get ridiculous amounts of money, that much more time to spend playing video games.
Exactly.
And that's why I was a little surprised that you said you're not a big portable gamer, because I figure, you know, the punter, they're on the field half a dozen times a game max.
If that.
But don't you have to kind of pay attention? Like, I don't. Yeah, I think it'd be in poor taste if you had, like, his DS on the sideline.
No, I'm thinking Kinect. I'm thinking him doing Dance Central on the sideline.
Do you think Leslie would be okay
with
that?
The cheerleader?
Yeah. It'd be awesome.
I think I'd want to see you and Jared Allen playing Dance Central on the sideline in a game.
He'd probably, like, a spear at me or something.
He has to grow his hair back out, though, so we can, like, whip it back and forth while he's dancing.
That'd probably mess up the Kinect. So it's like you have an arm on your head.
I used to read books on the sideline in high school because I didn't have a whole lot to do. But yeah, they fine you in the NFL if you're a
yeah. NFL killjoys.
Killjoys. Yep.
Yeah, but to say, because then Ocho Cinco would probably start playing Call of Duty on the sidelines. If
yeah,
you know.
he wouldn't be the only one. There'd there'd be more than a few guys.
Xbox station. So do we have more with the Steel Battalion?
No,
that's it. Okay,
that's good.
We got one more story here, and I just thought this was hilarious. So we haven't really talked about this before because we don't play Minecraft. At least I don't think anyone here plays Minecraft.
No,
Chris,
I've avoided that crack.
No,
a friend has recommended it to me, but I'm like, no, I don't really want
to. It's the same reason I don't play World of Warcraft anymore, because I know I will gain 80 pounds and I will never see my wife again.
Yeah, you'll get sucked into it, and, right. And that's all she wrote.
Yeah.
Well, the company that puts out Minecraft, which name escapes me right now, they are putting out a new game called Scrolls. Which looks actually very cool. It's a card battling system, so of course I'm all about it.
It's like Final Fantasy VIII cards?
I don't know the system. I just know you play with cards.
Oh,
so.
Okay.
Like Yu-Gi-Oh.
Anyway.
Pokemon.
Bethesda, creators of go ahead.
Before you go on with the story, I just want to say I want to be on Bethesda's team when you get to the end.
So Bethesda, which comes out with the Elder Scrolls game, they felt that it's that anybody using scrolls might be confusing people. so they are asserting copyright, and they're actually going to be suing they're suing the Minecraft developer.
Notch.
Well, it's Notch, that's one of the guys, though. That's not the name of the company. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
So they're suing them, basically saying you need to change the name, you know, yada yada. Now Minecraft is a game that's created by, like, one guy. And it's basically a hobby. Well, now it's not so much a hobby because he's making mad bank with it. But he can't fight these guys. Like, you can't fight Bethesda illegally.
But that's kind of, I don't usually get mad at Bethesda, but I think it's kind of a bitch move.
Well, the whole thing with copyright is really hard because
I'm aware
you're legally required to defend it.
Right.
If you don't defend it, then it basically, you invalidate your own copyright, and then everyone gets it. So, it kind of sucks. But Notch, the creator, has come up with possibly an alternate solution. He has challenged the Bethesda team to Quake 3 deathmatch.
Three on three, Deathman wins.
Yeah, 3-on-3, three matches. His team, he gets to pick three of his favorite players. They get three people on their team. On Bethesda's team, they each pick a map, and then the third one is randomly generated, and it's basically highest kill count wins.
And has Bethesda agreed to this?
I've not heard yet. This was just announced, like, a few hours ago. So
I tell you what, he gets a plus one handicap because of Fallout New Vegas.
Oh, Bethesda was botched that so badly.
Yeah, because they get knocked down a peg just because of that.
So the terms of his agreement is that if he wins, they get to keep the name, and Bethesda has to drop the lawsuit, and if they win, basically Bethesda gets to pick the name of the new game. So no word on this yet. I'd be very curious. Now, a lot of people were kind of asserting that there's no way Bethesda would do this because you have to defend it.
Mm-hmm.
But I would imagine, and
you can
this might be a question for one of your legal people.
Mm-hmm.
would this fall under the realm of arbitration, where you just decide between the two of you, and would that count as defending your copyright?
You know, I will have to look into that, actually. Yeah, I don't know myself.
Because to me, that would make total sense. Yeah, like, if Portal, if People's Court works... No, but that's legally binding because
it is actually legally binding.
Listen to that.
Don't you listen to the beginning? This is an actual court. These are actual litigants.
The funny thing about that is they actually look through small claims courts files that people have filed in all 50 states. They troll and then they mail you. And they're like, hey, do you want to be on this? And what's funny is both people get paid.
Nice. And it does, yeah, well, because usually just filing a small claims costs a lot of money. So a lot of these people, doesn't it?
No, filing a small claims court is like costs $70.
Oh, I thought it was like 700.
No,
the maximum is only like 500, isn't it, for small claims?
I think it was like a grand, but I could be wrong.
For how much?
7,500.
70, was it 7,500?
I got sued a couple years ago in small claims court, and it was 7,500 at that time.
Oh, well, okay.
I'm also trying to sue you, too.
We'll go more into Jeff's sorted legal past.
I'm trying to sue you to grow your beard back.
It was a landlord thing, and everybody has to
Oh, sure, yeah, I did. That's true.
Good times. But I give Notch credit for this.
That's very creative.
I think he's Swedish. I think there's something in the water in Scandinavian tech circles where they're all kind of... like
they want to shoot things?
Well, I'm thinking Pirate Bay. I think they just have this really kind of techno hippie attitude toward things.
You're a horrible person, Michael.
I'm just moving past that disgustingness that you just unleashed. But I'm just saying, you know, it's there's something to that, you know, between these guys, the Pirate Bay guys. I wonder if there's something among that community that's
Well, if you don't have the money to defend yourself, why not?
That could be marijuana too. Yeah.
Marijuana doesn't usually make you violent.
No, just free thinking.
Yeah, it's just you're open to suggestion or something.
Well,
I don't know
true.
What the hell we're talking
but
about.
But I do think, though, if you don't have money, this is a really creative way of dealing with it. Like, why not?
And Bethesda would look like the good guy.
Right.
Well, it'd be a great PR stunt.
Oh, yeah.
I think it would be great for both companies. I mean, especially like if Bethesda won and then changed their name to something absolutely silly like this is not an Elder Scrolls game. I mean, just have fun with it.
Yeah.
The new game shall be called Notch Has a Poopy Face. Yeah. Like, what? Yeah. Why? Why would you do that?
Exactly.
I still just don't understand how they can sue because you have... excuse me. Sorry,
terrible.
I'm sick. So.
Anyone know CPR?
Not from any of these guys. So.
She'd rather die. I'm hurt.
I'm just kidding. No, you're not. Now you guys are all looking away.
Man, I don't have feelings, remember?
I was just gonna call dibs. But anyway, continue your story.
So just because one of the words from their game title is using in his, it's not like it's a made up word. You know, it's.
But I think
it is
Scrolls. A lot of people refer to the Elder Scrolls series as Scrolls.
I've never heard anyone refer to that.
I swear I've heard that.
I think you're stretching it, man.
I think you work for Bethesda's legal team.
I do. I'm a spy.
How's your Quake skills? Because you might need them
awful,
here shortly.
Awful.
The case, how come you haven't killed me for my continuous bashing of New
slowly
Vegas?
Slowly poisoning
Cause,
you.
Because you're wrong.
Because you're wrong. No, I don't know. I feel like they're stretching it a bit, but...
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for when we get to the point when somebody sues over the word the... Like, I feel like we're like about.
Hold on, I'll be right back. I have a copyright claim.
Well, I think Microsoft had a patent for ones and zeros for a while.
No, that was a Onion article.
No, like they actually. No, it wasn't. No, it wasn't.
But it was an Onion article. I know there wasn't.
That may be, but it might not have been ones and zeros. But there was. It was either Microsoft or Google had something like super essential to computers. Like they had it to copyrighted or trademarked or whatever it was. I forget what it was now, but. Regardless,
like the little arrow cursor, maybe
that might have been it actually, or the recycle bin. I know was a big thing. I know Mac and Apple sued them over the recycle bin years ago.
Mm.
This is normally the part of the show after we're done with the stories and all this stuff where we talk about games we've been playing, and we will give our special guest Chris Cluey from Minnesota Vikings, mm-hmm. and a fabulous actor. He's been fooling us all that he's an actual geek here for almost an hour. You mentioned League of Legends at the beginning of the show. Have you been playing anything else? Now, you're in training camp right now, correct?
preseason?
We just got back from Mankato. So I'm in my house. Unfortunately, my house here, we're trying to sell it because we bought a permanent place in California. So my furniture consists of my bed, and that's about it. So I have a distinct lack of video game systems right now. But League of Legends is pretty much the only one, although I'm definitely grabbing a 360 to play Skyrim and Saints Row 2 when they come out, as well as Battlefield 3. But that won't be for a little while yet.
Nice. Are you a big PC gamer just in general, or?
Yeah, I play everything. It's I'm really looking forward to Diablo 3 coming out, and I saw an article about the new Alienware like $6,000 laptop that's basically a PC that you can lug around with you, and I was really tempted, but that with my wife.
Well, you've got punter money now, so
yeah, exactly. I might be able to afford the $4,000.
Maybe if you guys do better this year.
Hey now.
I'm not wishing ill, okay? I can like him as a Viking player. Don't have to like the whole team.
Let's not get into a holy war here.
There's no holy war.
We're talking about Diablo.
He's way better than our punter.
Wow.
Truth.
Thank you. I know when we have weeds that need to be pulled in our team. And I can say we because I own stocks. Thank you.
I'm basically right now I'm actually doing a lot of painting. I play War Machine as well, so I'm painting up
again. That's another checkbox on the gamer act you've got going on right now.
Yeah, I know. It's all encompassing.
Evan just lit up like a light bulb.
I actually just started reading the rules for that. I'm a longtime Warhammer player, and I just starting to get into War Machine.
I started with Fantasy, moved on to 40K, and then got really tired when each Codex had a massive case of Codex creep, except for Tyranids, and I play Tyranids. I was like, well, that really sucks.
Oh, you're one of those. Okay.
Yes, I am one of those. Uh-huh. Bow before the hive mind. We will consume you.
Uh-huh.
Which army do you play in War Machine?
I have a Krix army. I have about 150 points or so.
Ooh,
that.
Nice.
And then I just started up a Scorn army because I wanted to try out the Hordes mechanic.
Oh, cool.
So nice. who on the team do you play that with?
No one. I'm trying to get guys interested. I'm thinking of maybe running a demo game during the season in the locker room, but
please God film that. please film that.
Yeah, I might actually. I actually spend a lot of time in the day, since most of the guys are in meetings all day, and I don't really have meetings because basically I kick the ball left, right, or down the middle, and you know there's only so many ways you can do that. But I'll just sit right in the middle of the locker room. The light's really good, and I'll paint my miniatures.
Nice. Awesome. That's one of the most relaxing things I've found to do.
See, you should just get Longwell, and you can do that.
Longwell's not too into the nerdy stuff. He's a golf nerd. He can talk to you about golf all day.
So nobody else there on the Vikings really are gamers of any sort?
Not like hardcore gamers as much as I am, but there's a lot of guys, you know, they're definitely into video games. You know, they'll play more of the standard releases like Madden, God of War, Gears of War, you know, kind of the big AAA titles. There's a couple guys that are pretty big into StarCraft and Age of Empires.
Oh, nice.
They, you know, we've got some real-time strategy gamers, but it's not really surprising when you look at it, because guys now coming into the league, you know, they're, 21, 22, they've got a ton of disposable income, they've grown up playing video games, and, you know, now they have a bunch of free time, so.
Right, yeah. And a lot of money to spend on a lot of video games.
Yeah, exactly. So there's a lot of gamers in the NFL, it's just they're not, you know, hardcore gamers.
Cool.
I remember every year when Madden comes out, there's always somebody bitching about their ratings. Is that, do people really care about that, or is that just the few people that raise a stink about that?
I think there's a couple guys that really care because, like, you know, they kind of take it as a slight on their playing ability, but I'm just like, yeah, whatever. Because the thing is that, especially in my position, you know, it's so hard for them to judge when a punter is good or not, that basically they look at whoever makes a Pro Bowl, give them, like, 90s, and everyone else gets a 75.
Are you asserting laziness on the part of the Madden team? Is that what you're saying?
No, never.
Oh, I could go on my...
Don't
love hate
don't.
Rants, but I won't.
No. We took away your soapbox, Mike.
That's
I'm
right.
Sorry.
Well, I get it back in a couple weeks.
Yes,
that's when
true.
It actually comes.
Yeah,
out.
We're all preparing.
Yeah, so. We are. We'll all need beer.
Well,
all
right. Well, okay, Ian, you're the second most special guest here since you haven't been here in a while.
Yeah, I've been away. I've been in Boston doing touring, seeing my girlfriend. So the most playing I've done was Pirates on the iPad. Sid Meier's Pirates from back in, what, early 2000? They just released
it. Sounds right.
No, earlier than that. That was a Nintendo game.
Oh, there was a Nintendo.
Yeah, there was an NES release.
Okay,
so this is based on
that was a late Nintendo. So that was maybe mid 90s by that point.
Yeah.
So it's a remake of that. It's based on iPad. Very tedious, monotonous gameplay that I found very enjoyable for the 7 hours I stuck in the airport.
There you go.
Oh no, yeah. I had that on the original Xbox, and I would just sit there. Like, I remember Laurel would come in, and she'd be like, "You've been doing the same thing for 2 hours," and I'm like, I know. Gunship battles are awesome.
I've been sailing from left to right and left to right, but it's engrossing somehow. So kudos to them.
Sid Meier's has made. I think he's some sort of alien because he's figured out how to keep humans docile and enjoy it. Like, enjoy it while they're being docile.
You like trains? Here you go.
Yeah. No, don't get Mike started about trains.
Here you go.
Yeah.
I so badly want to play the train simulator.
There's something seriously damaged
with you. You accelerate and decelerate, and you see shitty graphics.
I'm gonna buy you one of them Japanese train simulator games.
And yet the funny thing is I absolutely hate racing games. So.
Well, trains don't race. When trains race, people die. So
it's not good.
That was a really bad Chris Evans movie, right?
Yep.
Unstoppable. Or
yeah,
something?
Unstoppable.
With Morgan.
Actually, no, that was good. I enjoyed Unstoppable.
No,
this is
I mean, it wasn't
person who wants to see Battleship.
You've invalidated all of your arguments about movies.
Yeah.
Movie choices are invalid.
It wasn't a great movie, it was entertaining.
Well, yeah.
Anyway, sorry.
No, it wasn't Chris Evans, it was Chris Pine.
Chris Pine. It was
Denzel
Kirk.
Washington.
Captain Kirk.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
Chris Evans is Captain America.
He is, and the Human Torch.
And
he's Captain
and
America
he's one of the evil exes.
Yes.
Yep.
From Scott Pilgrim.
Yeah.
He was a funny one with the skateboard.
Yep.
But he's Captain America now, so whatever.
Yeah. All other things.
Let's just talk
validated.
About Chris Evans the rest of the
time.
No. Oh, no, that's right. We have Chris Kluyan.
That's right.
Different Chris.
Yeah, wrong Chris.
Okay.
Yeah. You're confusing people.
Yeah, exactly. Although the physiques are very... That's a joke.
No,
you cut out right as you got to the punchline, so...
Should we pretend to laugh?
Yeah, how about... try it one more time. it's not going to work. Oh, well. Whatever.
Yep. The scene is
whatever.
Ruined.
Mike, what are you playing right now?
Well, I've been playing a little more of the college football and kind of like, let's just get through this so I can get a roster. But actually,
like many college athletes, let's just get through this.
Let's just get through
so
this
so I can play pro.
So I can get paid, so I can get paid legitimately, not have a scandal, even though I won't get into the rant
please
right
don't.
Now. So. Let's just say me and Chris agree on some things on Twitter right now. So,
at Chris
my 10-post rant.
Yeah, that you posted last night. Yeah, I was kind of like I wanted to retweet every one of them. But.
Well, 10 posts isn't that much when you can only have 140 characters. To make a rant.
1,400 characters though.
It's important.
Wow.
Well, those spaces count.
Anyways,
yeah, spaces count.
So I actually because I saw the trailers for Saints Row 3 and because I've been griping like I was trying to get through Grand Theft Auto 4 and like every Rockstar game besides Red Dead Redemption I get to a point where I'm bored with the game and cannot continue on in lieu of a rant about L.A. Noire a lot of people were like, well, you should go play Saints Row, it's a ridiculous version of Grand Theft Auto, and that on top of seeing the screenshots and everything for Saints Row 3 and I'm like, oh my god, I want to dress in a cat suit and just kill people. That sounds awesome.
There's a chick that wears a cat suit?
Why do I think that's going to be used as evidence in some trial? That soundbite.
We're all character witnesses.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, shit.
But, so, I just went ahead and, ran down to GameStop and picked up the double pack, like, brand new for $20 for Saints Row 1 and 2. And
nice.
I think I'm at about 10% through on Saints Row 1. And yeah, it's just basically just ridiculous. It's like, let's throw that whole urban gangster vibe and just run with it as ridiculous as we can. And my favorite
Go ahead. Oh, I was going to say, I love the Saints Row game. I mean, they're just, they acknowledge that they're so over the top and it allows them to get away with so much cool stuff.
So basically, my favorite thing to do in the game now is do the mayhem missions, which are missions in the game where it is just destroy as much shit as you can, and you have to get to so much damage, mm-hmm. like so much worth of damage. I basically get to the point where I have infinite grenades, and that is all I do. Just throw grenades at people and cars and just sit there and just relentlessly...
They used to have those in the Grand Theft Auto games. I think Vice City was the last one they had those in.
I can't remember. Like I said, I get to a point in every... Especially Grand Theft Auto where I'm like, all right, I'm done.
Yeah.
It sounds like a combination of Crackdown and the Burnout series.
Yeah, I mean, it's just ridiculous, like, you know, there's...
With even more offensiveness.
Oh, yeah, great. I mean, like, the escort missions, where you have to go pick up a hooker, and then pick up her John, and then get away from the paparazzi. And make sure he gets off before the paparazzi, like, has enough footage.
Hmm.
And you can't drive too wildly, otherwise, you know, he won't be able to finish. So
right.
You gotta, you know.
That's a common problem.
Exactly.
Seems legit.
Yeah. Real-world problems.
Yeah.
And also the insurance fraud. Missions are also fun, which I've made my discovery, like how to totally beat the insurance fraud missions. Steal a cop car, beat it up, and just ramrod somebody in the back so you fly out the windshield.
Seriously, like, just I'm worried that the cops will seize this podcast somehow and use it. I'm really concerned.
I just like the idea of real world hooker problems.
You want a video game based on hooker problems?
Yeah.
You got
car is driving
you got
too fast.
Go,
I think
syphilis.
I think we'll get you a
you got a
dev kit. We'll have you make that.
Okay, do it.
Yeah.
I'm on it.
It's an iOS based game though.
It's Android.
Sweet.
Fair enough.
Android only.
I'll do it.
All right.
Ash, you been playing anything?
Well, even though I never did beat Blue Dragon, the actual game, I am playing the sequel, Chris, on DS, because I did beat it. I'm saying I beat it, and
it worked for me.
Yep.
Good luck.
Yeah. No, so I picked up the DS. I'm still playing that. I already kind of talked about it. Still enjoying it. And then just playing Bastion. I think I almost have as many points as you now, Evan.
Bastion, that was a good one.
Yeah.
I really enjoyed Bastion.
Yeah, I'm really, really enjoying it. I really like the artwork. I like the narration throughout.
Yeah, the music's great too.
Oh yeah,
I love
yeah.
the whole Western vibe. Like, I actually posted this. It really reminds me a lot of Firefly for some reason.
I made the same comparison.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Which is the greatest series ever that got canceled way too damn early, by the way.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. The movie was awesome too. I wish more movies need to do space battle scenes like they did in Serenity
mm-hmm.
because those were awesome.
Yeah, just more space battle
yeah.
in general.
Yeah.
But not like Battlefield or space battle.
I do echo Cheapy D of Cheap Ass Gamer. I do echo his complaint that there hasn't been a good space battle video game in way too long.
Yeah. Speaking of which, why can we not get a new Privateer game? What's wrong with people?
Well, okay. In everyone else's defense, the guy that did the Privateer games is insane. So he like
I
certifiable.
Like
so.
I feel that can be said about a lot of game developers.
No,
people,
no,
though.
No. The dude who did Privateer, like he's a separate level of crazy.
Like I feel like Suda51 has to probably be off his rocker too.
Yeah, but he's Japanese, so you don't notice. So it's yeah. Among game designers, who knows anymore? But no, I'm with you on the Privateer. I love Privateer.
Yeah, I'd be happy with another Free Space too. I mean, the space battles in those were epic,
yeah.
especially when the capital ships were going at it. Like that was probably the most fun I've had in a space game ever. You know, just these giant lasers carving through, and you don't know if you're going to die or not.
It seems like when I got my first PC back in like the Pentium 1 days, flight sims were all the rage. The space sims were all the rage,
mm-hmm.
and that whole genre has gone away. And that's
yeah, it sucks.
Yeah,
it needs to come back.
I'm surprised they haven't made another Star Fox. Game.
They're making one for the
3DS,
yeah.
It's sad that Star Fox is the closest anyone can get to a space battle game.
Yeah.
It's like, I want a space battle game where one of the pilots isn't a toad. Please.
You can do a barrel roll.
Where I just start, like, cussing at the wingman in the game. Wing Commander. That's a game that we need another one.
I think the movie just shot that franchise to hell.
Yeah.
So we need Freddie Prinze Jr. to die and so that everyone forgets.
Be great. Another live-action Wing Commander game.
They do still make those kind of old-school live-action, you know, full-motion video games. My fiance, she just got a new laptop, and she's been re-downloading a lot of Big Fish games, which are they're kind of casual hunt, you know, hunt the hidden picture games. But it's all like all of the story in it is done in that old like Sierra style full motion video, terrible like community theater level acting. It's just terrible.
Like the beginning of Resident Evil.
Yeah,
the very first one.
Yeah, and it's so like I love just sitting and watching because it just brings me back to those days and just like these terrible.
You click on this like little statue of something and all of a sudden they're animated and talking to you and you're like, wow, this is really crappy looking.
This is terrible.
But anyway, and, so, then, and then Peter Molyneux decided, let's do that in Fable.
Yeah. So just the Bastion and Blue Dragon, Asher.
Yeah. Yep, right. I'll probably be playing Bastion until I beat it. I don't really foresee any other games. I'm really only really excited for Arkham City.
Hell yes.
I think the next one I'm really excited for. I've become more of a PC gamer for a little bit. I still kind of poke and prod at League of Legends. When I really want to get humbled, I go on and play that. But I'm probably PC until Space Marine comes out in a couple weeks. I actually picked up. I re-canned my PC, so I did a clean install of Windows and kind of re-downloaded a whole bunch of games that. And I was looking through Steam. And I'm like, oh, I bought all these games I never played before. So I downloaded them and started playing them. And one of the games that I've been playing is this game called Anomaly Warzone. Anomaly Warzone Earth is what it is. And it's a bizarre concept. It's like, let's take the type of gameplay that most people hate, the escort mission, build an entire game around just that.
That sounds like torture.
It works. It basically the idea is that the aliens have landed in Baghdad, of course, and
why wouldn't you?
As they are wont to do, and you have to bring this convoy into. You know, it's basically moving convoys from one area to the other down paths, and you set the path that they go on, and of course the path is full of turrets that do different things, and you're this guy, so. You've got like tanks and stuff behind you, but you're just a guy in a suit running in front of them for some reason, and setting basically you're dropping power ups, so like repair areas or smoke screens or things like that to help this convoy survive to get it from point A to point B. Sounds ridiculous, sounds annoying. It's extremely fun. I don't know why. It has no reason to be good, but it's.
So basically, it's like a reverse tower defense. Almost?
It is. It kind of is. Yeah. It's. And you know you're gaining money while you're doing this as you blow up stuff or find resources. So you're upgrading your convoy as you're going. You're adding new units to it. Yeah, it is kind of reverse tower defense. It like I said, there's no reason it should work, but it's a hell of a lot of fun. I find myself just playing it a lot.
I'm gonna have to check that out.
Yeah, and it's fairly cheap. It's an independent company. I think it's 11-Bit Games is the name of the developer. They're a British company, so all of the characters are British, even though I think you're American Army. So don't know how that works, but, you know.
Perfect sense.
Yeah.
It's kind of like in movies. Anytime you want to indicate somebody is not American, you just get a British actor.
You mean evil and yeah. Get a British actor?
Well,
normally British actor is an indication that they're not from America either. So.
Well, right, but it's just like, you know, even if they're from, you know, like, Germany or something like that.
Well, I think
that.
The best thing is casting Sean Connery as a Russian.
Or casting him as a Spaniard.
Yes.
And casting Sean Connery in anything.
Yeah,
really.
And just tell him, hey, just be yourself.
Just go.
Be yourself. Just go.
Just be Sean Connery. Yeah. Please.
That worked in Indiana Jones.
It did.
It did really well.
It did. So, but yeah, that's pretty much it. I've been playing a lot more, I almost called it a paddle, tablet games. There's so many of these damn Android games that are now free because of the Amazon App Store. So I've got like half a dozen games and they're all really weird. I was playing a game called Everlands, which is hex-based animal combat. Sure, why not? But it was free, so what do I care? But yeah, I always recommend if you got an Android device of any kind, check out the Amazon App Store. They do a free app every day, and I would say about 60% of the time it's games. So a lot of good stuff for the most part. So I recommend that. But yeah, that's pretty much been it. I'm kind of on hiatus while we get some stuff nailed down for the wedding. So,
mm-hmm.
Yay, weddings. Indeed. So before we go, I want to, again, thank Cluey for coming on the show.
Yay.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for having me. It was a lot of fun. I can chat video games all day.
Yeah, you're welcome to come on whenever you want. Mm-hmm. In fact, call us from the sideline one of these days. We have to time a recording during a game.
Yeah.
Yeah, that'll be another fine.
Yeah. I was just going to say, then he'll get a nice letter from the league saying he owes some money.
Yeah, well.
But, like, you know, what's funny is that I'm surprised at least Roger Goodell didn't give you a talking to, which, by the way, you have the best usage of the word douchebag in all of recorded history. Like, that Deadspin article is the just...
It's the bee's knees.
It's the bee's knees. Yes.
It's just literary genius.
So history behind the Deadspin article. So the first like 4 years I was with the Vikings, my primary way of keeping myself entertained while people were at meetings was to troll the World of Warcraft Realm Forum boards. So I had a lot of practice.
Wow. Well, there you go.
If that's not nerd cred, I don't know what
it
is.
Yeah.
I don't think he's acting, Evan.
Yeah. No, he's got a note card.
He's
I can
real.
Tell.
He's a
I
real boy.
He's being coached. I can tell. No. Yeah. I can hear people in the background. Mention Warcraft. No.
Yeah. Mention WoW.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, Chris Cluey, you can find him on Twitter at Chris Warcraft. And you can find him in your local music store with his band Tripping Icarus.
Mm-hmm.
You want to give them a plug real quick?
Sure. Yeah, I'm in a band. I play bass. We're Tripping Icarus. Yeah, click on my profile link and it'll take you to our Reverb Nation page where all our music is. And we like to think it's good, but you know, people can make their own decision.
All right. And we'll throw links to that in our show notes as well. So,
cool.
Yeah, Chris, again, you're welcome on anytime you want. And you have our number. So. If you're just bored,
cool.
One
well, night. Yeah, I will. I'll definitely be in touch because yeah, it's always fun to chat video games.
I mean, awesome, if you just want to like just drunk dial us one time,
yeah,
so we're totally cool with that.
This game sucks.
You've got our Skype number now, so you just call and leave drunken voicemails. That's fine. We'll play them on the show.
And today's rant from Chris
Clark. Yeah, it'd be a regular segment. I like it. I do want to mention before we go any further here that we are doing the Extra Life, the big charity, the big 24-hour gaming charity. We're going to be doing it October 8th. We're going to have more details in September. September is going to be kind of the big push for that because that will be after Slumberland, which is actually something we're doing with Tipone Gaming Club, the University of Minnesota Gaming Club. They're doing their big LAN event next Saturday. I think it's August 25th, I think, is the date on that. It's not this coming Saturday, but the following Saturday. It's going to be like at least 200 people there, and it should be an amazing time. We're going to be doing some live streaming from there as well. So more information on that is available at www.tehpwnponegamingclub.com or just check out our website at fanspansgangsters.com. So, I do want to thank, who are you? Ashley.
Who are you?
Everyone's Chris right now. It's the only name I can remember.
Yeah, thanks everyone for listening. As always, thank you, Chris, for coming on. And make sure you're checking us all out on Twitter. I'm at Hey Kania, and also Yags, YAGSFPG. And check out our Tumblr. Yet another game show, or just Fancy Pants Gangsters
no,
Tumblr.
No, it's yetanothergamingshow.tumblr.com.
Okay, so yep, what Evan said. And yeah, make sure you're checking out our store because we've got good shirts. And
we
they're
do.
Funny.
We got that Bachman shirt now.
We do have that Bachman shirt. Because
the Mayans were right.
Yep.
They were right.
And apparently Ames I was too.
Anyway, that's Mike Dineen. Big thanks for coming on.
Yep. Thank you everyone again for listening. And a big thanks to Chris. Great having you on. And it was fun and entertaining and awesome. And also wanted to direct people to the Facebook page as well. You can just look us up, Yet Another Gaming Show or Fancy Pants Gangsters.
And also, welcome back, Ian.
Thank you.
Welcome back. Welcome back. Sorry, welcome, Cotter. Anyone?
Yeah,
one day.
I got it.
Thank you. High five.
One of these days, I'll be given a proper sign-off. So until then, go study your map so you don't fuck up geography like we do
yes,
every day.
Yes, right. So thank you guys very much for listening. Thank you for supporting us. Thank you for telling all your friends about us. And until next week, I always do that and I always paint myself into a corner. Thank you for listening, and we'll see you next week. I actually had one woman say my DVD player doesn't support Aramaic.